Next up on Visual Wow.
I love putting someone's vision to reality, all the little details that make their event special. Let's keep communication open and let's hang tight. Let's just wait it out a little bit and see how the environment's going to change month to month. And we just stay in touch. We text, we email, we call as things happen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow. The podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Community. I'm Jack Hartzman, your host, and my guest today is Ari Jones from ARJ Productions, Washington, D.C. Ari is a event planner extraordinaire, weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, corporate events, nonprofit. She's kind of a, I can get it done if you have the needs to have it get done, gotten done. So Ari, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
I know that things have, we're kind of in a wacky new world, but why don't you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you were doing before March of this year?
So I have been born and raised in the DC area. It's close to my heart living here and just everything the city has to offer. I started my career actually, strangely enough, as a first grade teacher. So I had to say a lot of, I like the way Jack is listening. I like the way Jack is listening. And as soon as I had kids, I realized I cannot teach first grade and have little ones of my own. So took a break for a while, raised my kids, went to Gymboree, drove a minivan, the whole nine yards. And around 2005, I got cancer. From that, I started just getting myself back on track and getting my health back. And I started doing events for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society and ran a campaign for the National Woman of the Year with a team of people. And from those events, I met somebody that wanted me to help do events for them in the nonprofit sector. That led to a job with Joe Gibbs, former Redskins coach, working for his nonprofit for at-risk kids. And I did that for 6 years, handling all of the details for their special events. So they would have like events with the Redskins, big golf tournaments, events at the Ritz-Carlton. And I really learned the ropes and the ins and outs of event planning. And right before my kids were about to leave for college, I decided I wanted to go out on my own and start doing social events so that I had a little bit more time to spend with my kids before they left the nest. So about 3 years ago, I started my own business, really focusing on social events. And it's been great. I love the relationships I have with clients that I didn't have before working in that space. I love being friends with my brides. Like we'll offline talk about what Bravo TV shows we're watching, or I'll Snapchat them like from their bachelorette party, seeing the behind the scenes and their pink Cadillac Escalade. That's a part of my job that I love. I love the relationships with my vendors, as you know, being one of my vendors, and the relationships with my clients. And I love putting someone's vision to reality, all the little details that make their event special.
Did you have somebody write that, or did you just pull that right off the cuff?
Well, I like to talk. I like to talk and I like people. especially hard for me. I'm not talking as much because I'm working from home and not having meetings and events. And I'm not having like my fun weekends that I used to have doing weddings.
Well, as you know, the reason we launched the Visual Oil podcast was to try to blow a little bit of optimism back into not only the end users that are listening to our program, but to the vendors as well. We don't discriminate on new vendors or veteran vendors. So whether you've been in the business like yourself for 3 years or some for 10 or 20 or 30 years, we're really trying to reach into our event community for our Tuesday broadcast, our event community, and trying to get a pulse of what people have done and how they're staying kind of sane through this crazy time, as you mentioned, when we don't have events going on every day. And from what I can tell, you are keeping yourself busy and you've got a new kind of a thing going that started just before COVID. You're now kind of in charge of a venue as well. What's going on with that?
So yeah, not really in charge of a venue, but I'm working as a contractor with Impact Collective, and they manage Whitehall Manor in Annapolis, as well as Capital Turnaround in DC. And so I am helping them with people that have events at those venues that also want event planning. So it's a great extra avenue for me, in addition to my own clients, to be working at these venues and really collaborating with another event planning company. So I think it's been a great opportunity to network and to join forces with other event planners. A lot of times I'll contract with my friend Jennifer Charles at Something Fabulous and help her on events. And, you know, we're stronger together. So sometimes somebody, I'll have multiple events on a day and I'll bring in another planner that will work those events with me. So I spend a lot of time, not just networking, but developing like these lasting relationships with people that you would think would be my competitors. But the best kind of success is when we help each other out. So we might be comparing notes about a situation. I just had someone from another DJ company contact me yesterday about a situation. And it's really helpful to have that connection when you have trouble with something or you need help. It's been just one of the best things that I've discovered.
Well, that's awesome. And just a shameless plug for the guy who kind of runs that company for you. You know, our friend Eddie Pham.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Pham, Impact Collective. I didn't know if you meant the DJ company I was talking about.
No. I would never throw another DJ under the bus. But no, I've known Eddie for a long time, and I think he's got a great operation. He is a man who is destined for great things, actually doing great things, but destined for even greater things. I always know I can count on seeing him at the Lincoln Memorial at the Easter Sunrise Service and saying hello. And he's got a great operation, and he runs a good project. And our company has been involved with him on many different events. And I think it's great that you guys are working together and continue success when we all get back to some kind of normal. I think people are in good hands when you're doing their wedding planning for them. So kudos to you on that.
Thanks. Yeah. If you haven't been to Whitehall, it's one of the